Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Husband shared a photo of wife napping, and it went viral. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. Bobby Wesson took a photo of his wife napping because he knows just how hard she works as a trauma nurse. What a beautiful tribute to the special angels who are nurses. Most likely you've dozed off on the couch one time or another. It's practically a Sunday tradition for me. Of course, it's not a very glamorous scene at my house. It usually involves awkwardly sprawled out limbs in a small pool of drool, which is precisely why my husband would receive a one-way ticket to the doghouse if I woke up to find he'd shared a photo of my catnap on Facebook. But when one Alabama husband, Bobby Wesson, caught his wife and son snuggled up together, he figured he'd take the risk. Not only did he share the photo of his wife, but he also explained just why the scene was so special to him. And we're so glad he did. The post he shared didn't take long to go viral. And after you read what Bobby wrote regarding the photo of his wife, who happens to be a trauma nurse, you're bound to be touched. This is my wife, Rihanna, taking a nap. In an hour, she will wake up, put on her scrubs, and get ready for work. The tools and items she needs to perform her job will be gathered and checked meticulously. Her hair and makeup will be done quickly. She will complain that she looks awful. I will disagree empathetically and get her a cup of coffee. She will sit on the couch with her legs crossed under her and try and drink it while happily playing with the toddler that's crawling all over her. She will occasionally stare off blankly as we talk, silently steeling herself for the coming shift. She thinks I don't notice. She will kiss the baby, she will kiss me, and she will leave to go take care of people that are having the worst day of their entire lives. Car wrecks, gunshot wounds, explosions, burns, and breaks. Professionals, poor, pastors, addicts, and prostitutes. Mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, and families. It doesn't matter who you are or what happened to you. She will take care of you. She will come home 14 hours later and remove shoes that have walked through blood, bile, tears, and fire from aching feet and leave them outside. Sometimes she will not want to talk about it. Sometimes she can't wait to talk about it. Sometimes she will laugh until she cries, and sometimes she will just cry. But regardless of those sometimes, she will be on time for her next shift. My wife is a trauma nurse. My wife is a hero. I think it's safe to say this post will not put Bobby in the doghouse. His beautiful words do a wonderful job of acknowledging the hard work and sacrifice nurses make every day. The work of a nurse is not easy, but they do it for the love of helping others. God bless these folks who truly have a servant's heart. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians 5:25.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.